I support the idea of having a full ministry on this, largely because I think not only in terms of the referendum, but also in terms of the post-referendum, and it looks likely then the secession of the South from the North, all of those issues have to be resolved. Outside of that, as you know, there's local issues like cattle rustling and communal conflict and so on. So I think it's an important ministry in terms of bringing stability and so on to the South and the North. Having said that, I share a lot of concerns around him because he is a bit of a hothead. And what you need at the moment is you don't need someone to add further fuel to the fire. And he'll be liaising with his counterpart up north. But I can understand why Keir had appointed him, because given his position in terms of the party, I think the party and the government of Southern Sudan want to keep this as a very important issue. So making use of the Secretary General in that position does make sense.
Who would be his interlocutor if he's involved in talks regarding the implementation of the CPA?
Well, my understanding is that Taha would be playing an important role, whether he plays an important role in terms of being the direct interlocutor for Pagan Amum, I don't know. But also, don't forget that it's also being done at a multilateral level. In Meclis, later on, the African Union in Ethiopia, a meeting where the AU is actually facilitating a meeting between the NCP and the SPLM around these issues. And of course, one of the things which is actually quite interesting is in terms of who the NCP sends. What I find most interesting is that each time the NCP seems to be sending somebody different, and that still gives me the idea that they're dragging their feet and they're not really serious about this. Most of the commentators are already saying that all of these issues will have to be finalized, and they're running out of time because January is around the corner.
In the new Southern Cabinet, another prominent SPLM member, Dr. Ann Ito, is given the Ministry of Cooperatives and Rural Development. Do you know very much about her, and is this an important post?
Well, it is an important post in that you have a situation there in terms of food security, which is a major problem in South Sudan, and the fact that she is a bit of a technocrat, which is good, and not seen to be ideological. The fact that she is one of seven cabinet ministers who are female. But I'm not quite sure to what extent she's regarded as a heavy hitter within the cabinet for such an important post.
Among some of the criticisms that have either been online from readers or from analysts in Southern Sudan of the new cabinet is that there are too many ministers, that 32 is too many, that perhaps only half that's needed. Others say that there are not enough women on the cabinet, or that the focus seems to be too much on politics and not on providing services to people. Do you agree with any of those?
The best solution is not necessarily the most viable political solution, as you can well understand. There have been some who've been saying that the cabinet is too unwieldy, but it was a fine balancing act. I think that Keir did succeed in terms of, one, retaining those sets of skills who were performing well in the previous cabinet. Second, getting rid of some of the deadwood, notably the former Minister of Health, if you consider the strikes in the medical sector. Third, that there was a geographical representation. To what extent that reflects adequately an ethnic representation, I'm not sure of that. But at the same time, I think what I find most interesting is the fact that the South Sudan Legislative Assembly did endorse all of Keir's cabinet posts. And as you know, after the elections, Keir took 2 months to actually assemble this cabinet. And this suggests to me that he has finally gotten control and stamped his authority, and that he is broadly representative in terms of all of the major factions within the SPLM, as well as other political parties, I should also say. Having said that, in terms of the issue of women, you know, in terms of the CPA, there was this representation in terms of 25%, which he has, during the election campaign, promised to move up to 30%, and this is what he's been trying to do. It's going to be a process. It's not enough, but given the patriarchal culture that he's operating in and so on, I think that he should be commended for that.
Out of the 32 or so spots on the southern cabinet, seats in the southern cabinet, two ministries are going to be filled by the National Congress Party, representatives of the ruling National Congress Party. Those are the ministries of environment and also wildlife and tourism.
First of all, I think it's going to be a temporary, those two appointments are temporary. I think while the environment is a key issue, it is not regarded as such, and wildlife and tourism could be a key issue in terms of the diversification of the South's economy, something they urgently need to do. But I don't think that in terms of the SPLM, that they regard these as key portfolios. They regard them as rather marginal. And also they are going to be regarded as actually quite temporary, because once the referendum occurs, one would expect there to be another cabinet reshuffle, and this time all of the cabinet posts will be SPLM posts, because it will be the post-referendum situation. And one would expect then also the secession of the South, if you look at the various opinion polls and so on.